To win in the game of life, it doesn't matter how long you're in the lead, you have to finish well. The last day of the 2023 ACC Indoor Track and Field Championships featured an unusual outcome in the women's 400-meter relay. Duke University held the lead from the start. They were fast, and their baton handoffs were smooth and on point. In the final stretch, the University of Miami nearly pulled in front, but the Duke runner pushed herself harder and won the race by just 0.2 of a second. But then, chaos. Immediately after the race was over, officials announced that there was a problem. After review, it was determined that the runner for Duke had inadvertently bumped her opponent's arm and dropped her baton just 2 feet from the finish line. Despite holding the lead for the entire race, Duke was disqualified for crossing the finish line without the baton in hand. We don't run a race to get to the middle, but rather to get to the end. The same holds true for building a career, nurturing a marriage, or striving to be a good parent. None of us gets from where we are to where we hope to be without overcoming a few challenges along the way. To finish strong, we need dedication, skill, and hard work. But we also need the ability to stay focused until the job is done. It's not enough to run fast and hold the lead throughout the race. You want to finish well. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.